Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It feels great. I'd like to say it's like a homecoming. You know, I feel like I just signed with the Canadian team. But no, it's awesome. I'm a lot closer to home. I feel like everything's just coming full circle. And, you know, since I've been here, it's been very reassuring. Just the messages I've been hearing across I've just been getting the same message since I've been here from top to bottom, from the weight room staff to the player development staff, from my receiver coach, OC, Coach Brady. You know, it's reassuring. It's reassuring for sure.
When you mentioned that, you know, it feels like the Canadian team. How much of a factor was that? Like, how big was that in making this decision?
It made it very easy. Of course, it's not the Toronto Bills, it's the Buffalo Bills, so I'm extremely thankful for what I'm learning is the Bills Mafia. I'm sure they're a terrific fan base that I'm glad to be a part of. You know, I'm very close to home, so it's easier to see family. Family can come down pretty much whenever they feel like it because it's, you know, there's no direct flights to Toronto, so you have to drive. But it probably saves you a lot of time. It's only like an hour 40 minutes. That includes the border. So I'll be home quite a bit, and you know, I have a lot of family out here.
Do your parents still live? Pretty fortunate going from Justin Herbert to Josh Allen. Pretty good twosome.
Yeah, you know, I've been blessed. I've been lucky enough to play with Justin, and I'm extremely thankful for the Chargers, from being drafted there and playing there for my 4 years, and Coach Staley and Tom Telesco and then Joe Ortiz and Coach Harbaugh. Playing with Herbo has got me to this point. And now I'm blessed enough to play with Josh Allen. So I'm excited to get to work. You know, I've only ever played with Justin. So you can imagine the excitement to see what it's going to be like to play with Josh and to play with this team and this organization.
Do your parents still live and do all their family members still in Brampton?
Toronto and Woodbridge, yeah.
Yeah,
I have a lot of family.
Still there?
Yes.
And all their family?
Yeah, most of my family is in... I have family that's scattered, but most of the bulk is in Toronto.
So when it came down to, you know, other teams being interested, just kind of obviously being close to home is one factor. The money is a factor.
Right.
But, you know, what else, did you feel that you liked about Buffalo?
Ultimately, I trusted my agent. I have a lot of trust in my agent. To be honest, I didn't really know much about Buffalo just because I've only been with one team. I am Canadian, but didn't really pay much attention to the NFL regardless. Just I was a basketball guy. I thought I was going to be in the NBA. But, you know, my agents made it very easy for me to where I said, you guys run point. You know, every time they would call me. And I think them hearing how calm I was in the whole process kind of scared them. You know, it scared my dad because he was like, you're just so nonchalant. I'm like, whatever's going to happen is going to happen, whether I control it or not. You know, if I'm meant to be with the Bills, I'm going to be with the Bills. There's nothing I can do about it. So ultimate trust in my agents, they steered me the right way. They told me how much they trusted the Bills, and it made the decision very easy. I think I came to a preseason. I might have been able to come to a preseason game when I was younger. I have been. I know that for a fact. But not a lot. Not a lot.
Bill signed another player, Michael Hoyt. He's from close to you. Do you know anything about him? Any interaction with him at all?
No interaction with him yet. I think I heard he was from Oakville, mm-hmm. which is not far. My sister lives in Oakville. Yeah. They were happy, you know. Instead of a 5-hour flight connecting to LA, it's an hour 40 drive. You know, they could see me after games if they really wanted to. They could see me on a random Wednesday if they really wanted to. So I think them having that access is, alhamdulillah, I'm definitely blessed, because if I ever need them, you know, they're right across the border. So, but of course. Like I said, the message I've been getting since I've been here is how supportive the community is, how supportive the team is, how tight the team is. So it's like I'll be with two families.
So what are the Bills getting in Joey Bosa?
You know him pretty well, too. A monster. Yeah, a monster.
Is he as good as we have been?
Yes, he is talented. You know, Joey and I, whenever Joey and I spoke, it was more meaningful conversations because obviously he was defense, I was offense, so we didn't cross paths a lot. But whenever we spoke, we had meaningful conversations, so I'm glad that those can continue here.
You mentioned basketball being your first love. What pushed you into football?
I was naturally better at football, and my dad played football at the University of Windsor by Detroit. So I think he always knew in the back of his mind that I was going to play football. I just didn't know it yet. And he kind of steered me in that direction once I realized that I was a lot more naturally gifted and talented in football than I was in basketball. And that's when I made the decision.
If you were writing a scouting report on yourself, what would you say is your best strengths as a receiver?
I take a lot of pride in being able to run the entire route tree, being able to be outside and inside. The ability to stop, the ability to go deep, the ability to win in different situations. So being able to run, you know, a slant route, but five different ways if I have to. I take a lot of pride in that, in the way I train, in the way I work out, in the way I approach the offense and the scheme. So I would say those are my strengths today. Right.
When you watch you,
right.
Feel like that's
for sure. For sure. A lot of leg strengthening exercises to be able to do that. Trust me, coming from basketball to football, that wasn't easy in high school, figuring out how to stop. So I've always put a lot of emphasis on that. And, you know, I've grown a lot in that department, and I want to be the best at it to make Josh's life a lot easier.
High school, Fort Lauderdale, St. Thomas Aquinas, right? This
yes.
Same high school Joey went to?
Yes.
So, I mean, Denny, I don't think your paths crossed. He'd be a little bit older than you.
Mm.
It's a football-rich place, but any just sort of connection there with him at that high school?
Yeah, I played with Nick.
Okay.
I played with Nick Bosa my junior year. He was a senior. It was funny because I played with Nick and then went to the Chargers, played with Joey, and now we go to different teams and I'm still with Joey. So, you know, the Bosa's and the Palmers are fairly tight.
There's a pretty significant Bills fan base in Ontario, probably stretching all the way up into Toronto. Were you aware of that at
how neat is that for you to know that, you know, from where you're from, that you've already got a pretty good, significant fan base?
Mm-hmm. I was aware. I was always aware as a child, just knowing that we didn't have our own NFL team. So the closest was Buffalo. So we always rooted for Buffalo. I would have a lot of friends that would go to Buffalo games because right across the border. But, you know, I'm in for a surprise to learn truly how big it is because I never knew that. So it'll be good to see.
What do you anticipate the opportunity being in this offense with Joe Brady and Josh Allen for you to maybe take that next step as a playmaker?
Can you say the first part one more time?
How do you envision the opportunity in this offense with Brady as the play caller and Allen as the quarterback to maybe take a step in your game?
I envision an opportunity. You know, there's a lot of talented guys on this team that is going to force me to elevate my game, and hopefully I can force them to elevate their games, and a lot of good guys on defense. So I think if we're all bought into wanting to be better and making other people better, then I can only imagine the offense will be better. I'm not just going to walk in here and say I'm the missing piece, because that's not true at all. Like, we don't know what's going to happen, but I would like to say that they see something in me and I see something in them. So when we marry each other, it's, you know, you hope for the best and for the success of the offense, and you want to see that flourish. And I'm excited to see how it's going to happen, because the biggest thing for me is I wanted to be a part of a team that wanted me. You know, whoever wants me, I want them back. So that's how I'm approaching this, and I'm ready to just get it going.
Josh, how much room do you, by the way, I'm a Windsorite, I know the Lancers very well, but how much room do you think you still have to grow?
I think I have a lot of room left. A lot. I know I haven't even, maybe I've just scratched the surface, but I think being here, you know, they'll be able to exploit my strengths, and I'll be able to prove to them and myself that this is the reason why you guys want me here, and this is the reason why I want to be here with the passion and the dedication and the way I prepare. So hopefully I can show them that, but I feel like I have a lot more to grow, and hopefully I can be here for a long time to do it. Yeah, I played wherever they needed me to play. You know, when I played with Keenan and Mike, they could plug us in pretty much anywhere and just let Justin throw the ball. And even if it did look like I played it a lot or played in the slot a lot, I always prepared. So in practice, I'd play in the slot a lot. In games, you'll see that I played in the slot a lot. So, yeah, I would say I play receiver, you know. I try not to say I play ZXF. I play receiver.
Josh, what are your impressions of just this receiver's room? I know it's kind of early. You might not have got a chance to talk to him, but kind of first impressions of the guys you're joining.
To be honest, if I had an iPad, I'd be able to answer your question. But I don't have an iPad. If I did, I'd be watching film yesterday. But I know they have a lot of talented guys here, you know, Khalil and Keon. Don't know too much about them just because I've been with the Chargers for so long, and my mind has just been wrapped up Chargers. But now I'm Bills, so I want to get to know everybody's strengths and weaknesses, and just help everybody grow. You know, Coach Brady was telling me that, you know, this offense everybody eats, and I'm excited to see how that unfolds. And they say a lot of selflessness on this team. So that would be great to be a part of as well.
Have you connected with Josh Allen yet?
Yeah, I spoke to him on Monday when the news broke. He called me, or he texted me, and then we FaceTimed and we chopped it up for a little bit.
What were your first impressions getting to talk to him?
You know, you're a little bit in shock. Because with everything, I was still in shock. So it was just like one thing after another. Like, I found out I'm with the Bills, then my agent's calling me, then my parents calling me, then you get a text from Josh Allen, and you're like, okay, now I have to call him. And then, but like I'm on the phone with him, with my friend that picked me up from the airport. So then he's like, oh, Josh Allen just called you, bro. That's so cool. So, yeah, I'm still letting it all sink in, because at first when everything happens, you don't really know how to react. Like the first thing I did when I was on the phone with my parents, I just cried, just because I don't really know how to respond to it. But every day that goes by, I'm accepting the fact that, okay, I'm going to be in Buffalo. It's going to be my home. It's going to be my new teammates, my new quarterback, my new coaching staff. Hopefully I can be here as long as I can.
Are you a Raptors fan?
Of course.
Do you know that Vince Carter and Tracy McGrady are now part owners of the team?
I learned that this morning. I did learn it.
Is that who you want to meet? Maybe you can go with Josh Allen?
I'm more interested in Josh. But nah, those guys will be definitely cool to meet. You know, they're Toronto greats. So I'd love to meet them too as well.
Is there ever an opportunity to stay in San Diego or in LA, sorry?
I think there was you know, when it came down to making the decision, you know, everybody was an option, but it was going to be what's the best option for me and my family moving forward, and how can I best help a team? And I felt like the Bills was the only way to go.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.